Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Heart of the Man, it's drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and see the thrill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today, we toast 18-year-old Joshua Dobson of Rochdale, Manchester, England. Now, back in May, Joshua stole a car. He then took that car to a local gas station to fill the tank, which he did, but then he drove off without paying for it. Now, the cops figured out who he was, and they put out a warrant for his arrest. Finally, acting on a tip, authorities searched a local house. And at first glance, he wasn't there. But they did notice a giant stuffed teddy bear sitting in a corner. Now, normally, this wouldn't elicit much suspicion. But this particular giant stuffed teddy bear happened to be breathing. I hope you're sitting down for this. Turns out, Joshua, hiding inside of it, and he was arrested.
Get out of here.
Yeah, basically, he split a big butt in the, or a hole in the ass of the teddy bear. All right, and that's the stuff. Mm-hmm. He climbed in, sat in the same position, legs out, arms out. So he's sitting there in the position of teddy bear. But because he cut the ass part, he's now sitting on top of the cut ass. So his thought was, if I sit in a corner and just look like a giant teddy bear, cops won't know. And maybe they wouldn't have, but they notice, hey, man, is that teddy bear breathing?
Oh, no. Oh,
that was God. The giveaway.
Jesus. Oh, I mean, I like where his head was at.
I like the idea, but it's like, bro, you got to hold your breath until they leave. I understand you're nervous. You don't want to get arrested, but they're like, oh, teddy bear breathes. Either it's a tickle me elbow, or that's the dude we're looking for.
Jesus. It also sounds like a bit on Impractical Jokers.
It really, hiding a teddy bear to scare someone.
Bears, yeah.
Oh, my God.
On a quick side note, I've seen those videos. It makes me laugh every time. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Thanks, Stephen Throw Hill. Could you please, everyone, how Profile This is played?
I sure as hell can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
All right, Brandon, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. You know, then you have your choice of one of three stories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? Is that an actual mugshot?
Mm-hmm.
And interior decorating. Damn, bro. Where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Let's go. Bite me. Just
eat it. I'm looking at Marshawn Lynch's mugshot.
Like, you haven't seen it yet?
Nobody wants to get a mugshot, but at least open your eyes. I know you're in that place, bro.
Have you seen the photos from that?
Yeah, saw some of those. All right, Brandon, here is your story in the world of Eat It. We go to Vancouver, Canada, where Mr. Max Apinza, he ordered the big extra burger at his local McDonald's. On his first bite, he realized that the taste in his mouth wasn't just burger, but something else. While realizing what it was, he spit it out, and then feeling very sick to his stomach, he went to the hospital to get checked out. He had concerns of contracting hepatitis. Well, he believes that someone intentionally put the foreign object into his food, which may or may not prove to be true. McDonald's Canada, they said the company had begun an in-depth investigation into Max's complaint with the cooperation of health officials. But they are trying to figure out. They don't dispute that he found this thing in his burger. They just want to figure out how it happened. But in the meantime, Max says that he will now bring homemade lunches to work. Probably a good idea. The question is, what was in Max's burger? Was it a Band-Aid, a fingernail, chewed gum, or a human tooth? So Band-Aid, fingernail, chewed gum, or a human tooth? Sadly, all of these things have been found in people's various foods.
Would you say fingernail?
Band-Aid, fingernail, chewed gum, or a human tooth?
I think I'm going to eliminate the human tooth since he thought it was put in there intentionally. What do you think, Ted?
I mean, you're right. If he thinks, him thinking it's in there intentionally makes me think fingernail or gum.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm leaning to.
You know, it could be Band-Aid too. Maybe the dude just, did he say why he thought it was intentional?
No, that's just, I think probably because it's McDonald's. Their standard, obviously, is that these kinds of things don't end up in your food. So his thought, my belief, is that if anything foreign is in your food at McDonald's, it must be on purpose.
I don't know. I'm going to go with chewed gum. I think maybe it just fell out of somebody's mouth.
Okay. Ah, damn.
Brandon, I'm going Band-Aid.
Band-Aid? I think I got to go with Ted on this one. I think gum sounds, unfortunately, the most logical. What is not too common on this show.
What was in that burger? Was it a Band-Aid, a fingernail, chewed gum, or a human tooth? We're going to find out next.
That was a tease.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Categories, find me on profile. This got a Canadian man. He ordered a burger from McDonald's. What did you say the burger was?
It's confirmed a couple years ago. The Big Extra.
Big Extra Burger.
Extra spelled with an X.
Extra.
Letter X. Try.
Either way, something was in his burger. He kind of thought that maybe somebody put it in there.
He believed it was put there intentionally.
And he went to the hospital because he was so wigged out about what he'd been into.
He's worried about hepatitis.
So the question is, Band-Aid, fingernail, chewing gum, or human tooth?
And Brandon, that is the unfortunate question that we just posed to you. Let us start with Miles Montgomery. Said, ooh, Band-Aid.
I did.
Which is not a bad guess. We had someone on the text line that said Band-Aid because there might be blood on it.
Correct, correct. That's exactly why I went there.
Brandon, you agreed with D. Ted Smith that it was chewed gum.
Yes, sir.
You are
chewed
correct.
Chewed gum.
So he's worried about the hep from the fact that it had been chewed gum.
ABC gum.
And I don't know what kind of gum they're slinging up there in Canada, but it had a peppermint taste. I don't know a lot of peppermint gums, but he said he bit into the burger, and then his first tasted like burger at first, then tasted strongly like peppermint. So he spit it out and realized that it was a piece of pre-chewed peppermint gum in his burger.
That's so weird.
That's so gross, man.
How's he say? And McDonald's is so, like, everything's done the same way. I wouldn't be shocked if they're like, when you're cooking, when you're on the line or whatever, you can't chew gum. Mm-hmm.
I would say that 1,000%, but that's why he thinks it was intentional, because think what you want about McDonald's, but like you said, they do things a certain way.
Correct.
Right? It's not like they're whipping up the patties right there. So the fact that there's gum in your burger, that's so gross. That is so gross.
Now for all TV news of all time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, your choices today. You know what? I'm not going to say the Jimmys. I'll say David Alan Greer.
Oh.
Or Jimmy Fallon. Seth Meyers. Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there. The title of these guys have talented teams of writers that help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late-night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
A truck in Kentucky that was hauling Bud Light crashed and spilled thousands of cans everywhere. I've only swam in it once, but that's pretty much what Post Malone pool looks like.
I'm going to say Fallon.
Ted Smith.
Fallon.
A truck in Kentucky that was hauling Bud Light crashed and spilled thousands of cans everywhere. Whoa. I only swam in it once, but that's pretty much what Post Malone's pool looks like.
I would love to hang out with Post Malone and swim in his pool.
Yes,
I'm right there with him.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think legit, like, that guy just loves slamming light beers.
Yeah, because he does all the time.
Yeah. Cybersecurity experts are warning that North Korea is becoming more advanced at hacking people and stealing their cryptocurrency. People that own Bitcoin right now are like, please, take it.
Seth Meyers. Fallon?
That's Fallon again.
I saw that cybersecurity experts are warning that North Korea is becoming more advanced at hacking people and stealing their cryptocurrency. And people who own Bitcoin right now are like, please, take it.
Soda company Coca-Cola says its new limited edition drink tastes like dreams. As long as you dream about high fructose corn syrup.
They did smell,
yes. Yeah, it was me. I thought about saying a million, you know, like it tastes like $1 million.
Right.
A lot of dream stuff there.
It tastes like Sheba.
Oh.
That could be good or bad. I don't know.
Right? It tastes like Shakira? There's a new drink on the market that combines alcohol and a protein drink. It's the perfect drink to give you that burst of energy during your intervention. Protein and beer,
oh, sorry.
I give it 1 week until this drink is voted mayor of the Jersey Shore.
Myers. Fallon.
It's actually Fallon.
There's a new drink on the market that combines two very different things. Check this out.
It's called Protocol, and it's the world's first alcohol-spiked protein drink. The creator says he got the idea once he realized that he and his friends would go work out, then they'd usually drink immediately after.
Yeah, it's the perfect drink for when you need a burst of energy to get through your intervention, you know? That's right, protein and beer. I give it 1 week till this drink is elected mayor of the Jersey Shore. I just want 1 week.
Like, I know when that newscaster says that, it sounds kind of bad. But frankly, like, if it's a weekend or in the evening and you work out, like, I'll always grab a beer.
Sure.
There's, yeah. Like, but if you work out in the morning, like, you still got to go work and stuff. You can't drink right afterwards. But there's a ton of people that don't work out till after work. You know, you're talking about 6 or 7 in the evening. Like,
get a beer.
Let's go to the bar and get a beer.
During the day, you guzzle a chocolate milk.
Didn't it seem beer is actually good after working?
Guzzle chocolate milk.
There is a lot of research that says, like, a beer is not actually the worst thing.
I mean, not getting drunk, but, like, having a beer.
Because of carbohydrates, you know, and everything else.
Right.
Yeah,
and that's kind of like, for a lot of years, that was like a Saturday tradition.
That's why a lot of races that they do, 5Ks, 10Ks, whatever, they ended, like, hopefully, at a bar.
Right. The St. Paddy's Day run.
Oh, sure.
They'll give you a banana and a beer.
Well, I mean, you know, like, people always have those lists of, like, ranking showers or beers.
Yeah.
But it's hard to beat, like, you know, you run a 5K. That beer's going to taste delicious.
Real.
You know what I mean? Like I always talk about, you know, after playing two games in Pub League, right? Which, again, it's not full field.
But you're still running.
But you're running, right. Like, I love getting, you know, getting to the pub and having that beer. It's like, oh, yeah, we earned it.
Beer, get in my belly.
And that's all it is. One beer.
I know. I know that about you.
You know that. Never show up on a Monday.
One beer, Ted.
One beer. Wonder what time I'll have her tonight.
And how many different glasses it'll take to drink it all. It was one beard split into 9 pints.
Actually, I did that this weekend with some friends. My buddy was like, let's go to the bar for one beer. And I was like, dude, like, I'm tired. He's like, come on, one beer. And he ordered a damn stein. Like a giant, like you know what I mean? Like a liter
one
beer.
It's one beer.
And I was like, all right, you're right.
One beer.
One beer.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Martin. We all like Steve Martin, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Steve Martin, by the way. That's a guy that's been around forever, stays consistently funny,
mm-hmm.
also very good musician with a banjo.
Excellent musician, mm-hmm. and has always had gray hair.
He kind of has.
Yeah.
He's also, Miles, what else is he?
A wild and crazy
guy. He's a wild and crazy guy.
Yeah, that's right.
I told you.
Two Slovakian brothers.
Yeah. I grew up with that poster. Hey. Never got the joke until I was finally saw it as an adult. Oh. Like, oh yeah,
we are going to go out tonight.
So while the show Only Murderers in the Building has been renewed for its third season, Steve Martin sees the end of the line approaching. He says, quote, "When this television show is done, I'm not going to seek others. I'm not going to seek other movies. I don't want to do cameos. This is weirdly it." He says he's not retiring from showbiz altogether. Him and Martin Short are still doing their enjoying their live show.
Sure.
But he says, quote, "There may be a natural end to it. Somebody gets sick, somebody just wears out, but I wouldn't do it without Marty."
Okay.
Fair. You don't owe anyone anything at this point.
No.
You're talking 40, 45 years of doing this stuff. Like,
if something comes to you, you're like, I cannot pass this up.
Right, sure.
Do
sure,
it.
Sure.
But the bottom line is, you can pick and choose. So even when he goes on tour, he's out for like 2 months, 3 months with his band. Mm-hmm. The rest of the time, he's already retired. He's already doing whatever he wants to do.
Too, is like with Hollywood, like sometimes they show up with ridiculous amounts of money. So even though a lot of these people are already rich beyond your dreams, like it's hard to turn down that amount of money. Miles, you're also right. It could be just working with somebody or a role you've always kind of wanted to do. But I think it's kind of cool that he's like, no, I'll do comedy with my buddy. But other than that, I'm going to actually retire.
And just be done with it.
You know what I mean? And he's right. Nobody wants to be that person that, you know, is older and then passes away during the show. And you got to, you know what I mean? Like, it's like that old saying, right? Like, you talk to nurses that work in the, you know, in the unit where people are passing away and stuff. Like, nobody on their deathbed goes, I should have worked more.
Nobody.
But yeah, Steve Martin is a freaking legend, and he's been around forever. All right, want some disturbing news?
Cool. Disturbing news, please. Is this about Disturbed?
Wow.
I wish it was.
What?
This is about Armie Hammer.
Oh.
So, remember, what was that, a year or two ago? He was having, like, public freakouts. He was kind of
going down a bad path.
Right, and he was videotaping himself, like, blatantly doing drugs in his car and everything else. So now, there's a story. Basically, they're saying the story's so insane that Discovery Plus made a docuseries about it called House of Hammer. It includes several women describing the deviant, humiliating, often frightening things he supposedly put them through. I've read some of this stuff. Honestly, it's so bad that I'm like, I'm not sure I want to watch it. But this is the part that I don't think will shock anybody. So his family, he comes from a rich family of oil tycoons.
I did not know that.
All right. So basically, now that they're showing this, going behind the scenes and everything, it's like, it's not just him. Like, this family's been messed up in degenerates for years, going down generations. And that's one of those things I think
about. A rich family of degenerates.
Yay. Yeah, right.
Whoa!
So here's the question I have. Do you think the money allows people to do worse stuff? Or is it just, like, there's bad people everywhere, they just happen to have money and could get away with it?
I think it's both of those.
I do, too. Yep.
When you know
you can get away with it?
Yeah, you will keep doing stuff. If there's no repercussion for your action, you keep doing it.
Drive a car off a bridge into, you know.
Yeah. I mean, his aunt, she said, when this all came out about Army, I was not shocked. You don't just wake up and become this dark, controlling abuser. The behavior's deep-rooted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I said, like I read an article about it today. Like, I guess if you're interested in it, you would check it out. But it sounds pretty disturbing. It just sounds it sounds like a fake movie or a fake show they'd have on Netflix or something, or HBO, where it's like, oil tycoon family.
And apparently,
the grandson becomes actor and then tells everybody how degenerate they are.
And apparently, he had been warned numerous times. You need to stop this behavior. Cover your tracks. But he did not. Nothing.
He went on social media.
Nothing could stop him. Right.
He went on social media and published, like, put it out there.
Like as if nothing was going to happen to him, because it never has.
That's right, and that's almost more insane to me.
Sure.
Like, I don't care who you, like, it's just like, you know, this is a different, lesser example, right? But it's like I always say about tailgating, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, technically, you're not supposed to have alcohol in a college parking lot, right? So you put it in a red cup, or you put it in a koozie.
And they look the other way.
Right. Every cop knows
this and
that.
Don't make it flagrant.
Right. So sometimes with people with drugs, it's like, look, somebody might have a great idea that you're probably doing drugs or whatever, but, like, Why would you go online and be like, look at me doing this drug?
That is the difference.
The people that keep doing the same thing. It's like the person, back to what we were talking about earlier. You've never been punched in the face for the words that come out of your mouth.
And you can tell.
You wouldn't talk like that.
Right. You'd understand.
If someone hadn't stood up to you and knocked you the F out. So, yeah. Obviously, if you're going to keep running your mouth like that, I know one thing.
Yeah.
You've never had your business handled.
That's exactly. So you keep doing it because you don't know.
But you will. You will get it one day. But, you know, until you do, like, you're going to keep doing that.
You know, I always believe that. I don't know if I believe that anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not? What changed?
You know, I was just reading a list of, like, things we always talk about or say. And it's like, yeah, like, you know, it's like, they'll get their upcomings one day or whatever. It's like, they might not. Like, they might have enough money, enough power.
Correct.
I believe that.
But for them to put their personal brakes on, like you in the elevator today, you knew for some reason, like, you know.
No, but Ted was wrong.
It's not the day to just, you know, talk to somebody, right?
No, but that was the guy to talk to.
But most people, correct. They don't have that mechanism to put the brakes on.
Because I think it's most people,
they've never had a
but those
repercussion
people.
From it.
Especially when your whole family kind of has a history of getting away, you can get away.
Kind of interesting. Like, first of all, there's no Seahawks, but if you're a football junkie, put on NFL Network. There's NFL football preseason games on.
Yep.
Also, if you're a baseball fan, MLB at the Field of Dreams. That's the Reds taking on the Cubs this year from Iowa. It's not just a cornfield. It's the one from the movie.
The cornfield.
The cornfield.
And Ken Griffey Jr. and his dad are there.
Yeah, I saw that intro. That looks pretty cool. I mean, look, if you're a baseball fan at all, any point in your life, Field of Dreams, I mean, that's just one of those movies that makes you love baseball and feel nostalgic for it.
And also
it
the does. Idea of Major League Baseball not playing in a traditional park, doing something a little bit out.
It's cool. You got the Little League World Series going on.
You got the outdoor NHL games.
Yeah.
Like, just something a little bit different.
Right. Where they're playing reminds you of being a kid playing Little League and having fun. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go, man in London, leaving between two buildings. Yeah, newsflash. He doesn't make it. Is that parkour, maybe?
Yeah.
A 6-year-old is drinking beer at a gas station. Tells clerk he needs a cup for his chewing tobacco spit. Naked man with machete trying to rob a man's clothes is definitely the Florida way. Florida woman who called 911 11,000 times says it was a fun game to play. And a woman on a train has a dog try to eat her potato chips. Real story, they were shrimp cocktail flavored Lay's potato chips.
Ooh,
time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
And top story, let's go to Florida, where police took a few phone calls to make their way out to a woman's home. The main reason was likely because the woman was merely calling to harass the local call center, as she, quote, loves playing this game. Great game to play.
What's in a game if the other person's not playing?
Right.
If I play Punch Bug, but they don't know I'm playing, it's called abuse.
Exactly.
My daughter played hide and go seek with us in Mexico, and it's called You're Missing.
Right. But you don't punch your daughter in the car because she doesn't know the game. You punch an equally minded person that knows the game.
That's
everybody has to know how to play
if
the game.
If 911 does not know that you're playing, quote unquote, a game, then it's harassment.
Correct.
We all learn in our own way.
Yeah. But authorities finally had enough after she had placed more than 500.
I played a game with your wife.
Oh, no.
Pin the tail on it.
Authorities finally had enough after she had placed more than 500 calls in a 24-hour period. What's more, in the last year, the woman has called the line upwards of 11,000 times.
Here's the thing. I know you think it's a fun game to play. There are people that literally are in distress and need it.
Right.
Don't make the 911 operator cynical to someone's name. If you call because your French fries are cold, I get it. They're going to tell you, dude, stop.
Man, if you call the call center 11,000 times, you got to screw loose.
That's what I'm saying. She's got to be crazy. Like, legit, like, yeah.
Well, they're more patient than I am.
Right?
It took you, what, 500 calls?
500 calls in a 24-hour period.
That's what broke the camel's back.
By call 30, I'd be there. Like,
by
okay,
call 3.
We're done.
Yeah, because they have caller ID, so it's like the same person, different thing.
Right.
Right, let's go kick her ass.
Mm-hmm. In other news, still in Florida, a man is in police custody after an interesting incident. The man was minding his business, picking berries in the local woods when he spotted a surveyor in the area. He was also completely naked at the time. The naked man sprang into action, charging the surveyor with a machete, demanding he hand over his keys, wallet, and clothes. As the surveyor was cooperating, the man threw his machete at him and took off. He was eventually caught by authorities near a gas station where he was harassing passing cars. Man,
okay, come on, man.
If you're naked and outside...
See, they have a screw loose.
They do indeed.
I'm naked with a machete.
And more than one screw that fell into the bucket there, buddy.
I like you, Mike.
No, gotcha, I man. Said he has a screw loose. Four of them are missing.
Sure.
No doubt about it.
There's a fifth that's
the one that's holding
out.
It together, yeah.
That elevator's not going to the top floor.
No, it is not, sir.
Couple of slices short of a loaf.
There's one pin that didn't fall into the tumbler. Couple quarters short of a dollar, meaning four.
Right. Looks like you're working with one.
Bit of a disturbing story out of Ohio. We were talking about this in the office yesterday. A convenience store employee felt the need to call police after a customer walked in drinking a Smirnoff Ice. The audacity. She distracted the customer by telling him to shop about the store, offering to pay for anything that he wanted while she secretly called police. After grabbing several items like candy and donuts, he pointed at some chewing tobacco behind the counter, saying which one was his favorite and which one he wanted to try. Should be noted that the customer is also 6 years old.
So
six.
Yeah.
Walks in with a Smirnoff in hand and says, oh, mommy lets me try that one, and that's my favorite. I want to try that chewing tobacco. Yeah.
Yeah, he had a favorite chewing tobacco. Yes, keep in mind, he's already drinking when he's there.
Yes. Offered some to a customer, to another customer that was there.
And then a woman's trying to do the right thing, keep him occupied while she calls the cops. So, hey, grab anything you want. And homie's like, oh, I love that chewing tobacco.
Yeah, six.
That
now,
is awful.
I understand. I feel like everybody in this room might have taken their first sip of beer in single digits. Their sip.
Yeah, because your parents handed it to you. You made the scrunchy face. But they didn't keep giving it to me until I liked it.
Correct.
It seemed to be wine.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, wine.
Yeah, wine was, I think, for some reason, a little bit more acceptable.
I'm with Mike. I remember bugging people in my family, and then they were like, here, all right, here, take a sip. And we were like,
because you're not going to like it. It's terrible. Yeah. Sip your headlines with that. Mike Hawkins out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow. It'll be Friday. Ted versus the FCC coming up. The lovely Taryn Daly is up next.
Yes, indeed. But in the meantime, well, we'll be all about this bitch for 180 seconds or so. So until then, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.